Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that have to usually do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I am here with my parents and my mom, who's already laughing.
Because he was licking my ankle.
Who's licking? Oh, Blaze is licking. I thought you said because you're licking my ankle. And I was like, I am not doing anything of the sort.
Blaze was licking my ankle.
My dog is on the ground eating a blanket. Stop eating your blanket. Stop it. Go back to licking your grandma. And my dad's in the corner. He'll try and talk, but you won't be able to hear him.
We're beanie buddies today. We are beanie buddies.
I was wearing a beanie and my mom said, how would I look in that? So I gave her it and then I grabbed another. I like beanies. But you know the thing? I was talking about this with Cammie at Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving just happened. Y'all, I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. My cousin Cammie and I were talking about, we love hats and we love beanies, but you have to commit. Because with long hair, you can't put beanie on a hair. Hat or a beanie and then take it off and go out the rest of the day.
Long, any hair.
Any. Well, like, no. It's like if you got a buzz cut.
Well, true.
Or like, but if you have dad's curly hair. Dad's got longer hair as a guy. I mean, it doesn't go past his ears, but like.
Yeah.
It's long hair past your ears.
Yeah.
If you wear a beanie or a hat,
well,
you're committed the
you
rest
have
of the day.
Short hair and a poofy things happening up there. You can't.
But you can still just mess it unless you've like done some weird jelly thing.
Mom, I don't think he puts jelly in their hair. They put gel.
Gel.
I thought you said jelly.
Okay. I did say jelly, but not as in like jelly jam, but like as I put a Y at the end of everything. Oh, now you're coughing.
Allergies. We've been cleaning your old room.
You're welcome for that. It hasn't been my room in many years,
It's
Mom.
Always your room.
My mom has rooms in that. We grew up where there was the boys' room, the girls' room, and my parents' room. And they still refer to it as the girls' room. I don't think you refer to it as the boys' room anymore, though.
It was the toy room. Now it's Tim's office.
There you go. Anyway. Mom, you said you had the holidays of today.
We're doing that already. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, let me get them. I wrote them on a napkin.
Because she wrote these on a napkin at Hamburger Habit earlier today.
Hamburger Habit.
Actually, it's just known as The Habit now.
Sponsored, but man, I wish. You know they started in Galito?
I did. Are you telling the podcast or me?
The podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first place my brother took me ever out as being a big brother. Okay.
I don't remember the first place Christopher ever took me.
Well, this game was a big deal.
Oh, okay. Go.
And he told me how good these hamburgers. And all I could see was the flies buzzing around because that old one in old Galito. Still has the same flies buzzing.
The same exact flies. Haven't died. Okay, Mom.
It's National Fritters Day. I don't know what a fritter is.
Isn't that food?
Yeah. I don't know what a fritter is.
I have no idea what a fritter is.
Well, it's a national
day. I feel like it's fried something.
Apparently, someone likes fritters enough to give them a whole day.
Oh, corn balls. Are those them? The fried corn balls?
I don't know. It's out. Oh, you'll like this one. It's National Mutt Day.
Mutt Day. Dogs are mutt. Snoop's a mutt.
It encourages us to embrace, save, and celebrate mixed breed dogs. They do it twice a year, in July and December.
People need to get off their high horse with purebreds. I'm sorry. What is that going to do for you? What changes in your life if you are not part of a dog show or like raising dogs to actually work? Right. You know, I have someone who trained a sniffing dog, so she breeds sniffing dogs. I know someone who does that for hunting and like certain things, and like she trains them for police drug testing or stuff like that. I get having a breed, knowing this breed, be specializing in that breed, whatever. But like, little Karen down the street in her little suburban household does not need a purebred anything. She's not doing anything. It's just going to sit in her house and she's going to not love it in 2 years. It doesn't matter. Continue. Sorry. Yay, mutts. Happy Mutt Day.
It's also Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and all. It's Special Education Day, which commemorates the anniversary of the nation's first federal special education law, the Individual with Disabilities Education Act, which was signed into law in 1972. Don't you? It's really important because it gives
it is kids really important. With disabilities. It was how you delivered that, which was so boring. You Rachel, delivered it like a teacher.
Well, it has to do with education.
Oh, so you had to deliver it.
No, but it really helps.
You had no lackluster in that delivery.
Okay.
No, you were lacklusterous when you came. Yeah, how does that turn? You know what Parker said to me at Thanksgiving? He said, my play will start in 10 to 5 minutes. And Cammie and I giggled. And he was like, what does that mean? And aww. I was like, you mean 5 to 10 minutes. And he goes, yeah, what does that mean? And I said, your play will start anywhere between 5 minutes and 10 minutes. So it could be 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes. And he goes, ah, yes. My play will start in 5 to 10 minutes. And then he came back so like cute. 5 minutes later and said, in 7 minutes it will start.
He's like,
perfect little dude. We all use phrases we don't know, such as I just did. Anything else, Mom? You missed a holiday. I wrote it down.
Go ahead.
Happy Play Basketball Day.
Didn't have that one on my list.
You didn't have it on your list. What list are you looking at?
The important one?
The important one. I was actually watching basketball while I saw that this was a holiday. Yeah, the Lakers lost today, Dad. Sorry, no one else cares, but I'm really sad about it. The Lakers lost. They broke their winning streak. Third loss of the whole season. The Rams did win. All right, Mom, those were the holidays. Nothing exciting happened on the internet this week. There was no drums or anything. I feel like everyone behaved themselves because it was a holiday weekend. Everyone was home with their families or like...
But that's where all the drama does start.
Yeah, so. But that's like personal drama and no one wants to bring that onto the internet. I did notice that every YouTuber had a sale on their merch because it is like... Yes. It's sale weekend basically of Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
And it was Small Business Day yesterday. It was.
Yeah, Small Business Day. So go buy merch now. My merch...
I got your shirt.
Yes, my merch, the t-shirts are no longer on sale after, they're no longer for sale after December 3rd.
So I got mine right away there.
Yeah, get them now. And also everyone else is having a sale, so buy YouTube merch now for
and
Christmas.
Yours is, if you buy one, you get the second one for like 10% off or something.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know, I'm having a sale?
You buy the first one, and then you have an option to buy another T-shirt or sweatshirt
for 10% off.
I think it's 10% off.
This merch company I'm working with,
yeah,
does not tell me anything.
Oh,
they just like take things off my website. And I have to like tell them to put them back on, and like, okay. Apparently, I'm having a sale
on the second item.
On the second item. Yeah. So buy one, get one 10% off.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
It's a BOGO 10% off business. So there you go. All right. Happy December.
Happy December.
It's Vlogmas. Everyone has started Vlogmas.
Even me.
She is doing one vlog this Christmas season.
And it is called Repainting Rachel's Room.
So you are literally going to watch paint dry. So I
said that during the
My dad says that, apparently that's a joke my dad says during the whole filming. So, I don't know when you're going to see that, but hopefully soon.
I'll give it to you next week when we finish the room. It's pretty much done.
It's pretty much done?
Pretty much done.
Matt started painting my house again.
Yeah, and hey, we're painting everything the same color.
There you go.
You and me, with the white paint crew.
White paint crew.
Yep.
Also, remember to start your advent calendars. I forgot that I had advent calendars. I started mine today.
It's cute.
Someone sent me that from Finland.
Aww.
It's got facial beauty products in it.
Oh, I want one.
Okay. Also, I hope everyone had an amazing Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And more
however you spent it.
Yes. I hope you have amazing leftovers.
I didn't have any leftovers.
I didn't have any leftovers either.
I forgot to take them with me.
Well, there was none to take home because at the end of the night, I'd stayed at Colleen's till late. And Eric and Colleen started going through the fridge because Eric's like, I'm going to plan my turkey sandwich for tomorrow. And he starts looking through the fridge. They didn't have any leftovers. No. Everyone took them. So Blaze off of Grandma. Me.
Thank you. What a great podcasting team.
Oh my God. I have a cough that will not go away. I'm going to go to urgent care.
You should.
I should at this point. What are they going to do for me? Blaze, would you stop scratching your noisy collar?
But go to the good place.
The what?
Go to the good place.
I will go to the good place. Heaven? Oh! There's an urgent care that I it's told her really to go good. To that she likes.
It was really good. Anyway.
That's how you know you like the urgent care. Like that you like going to doctors when you know the good urgent care. The good Mom, one. You can't cough too. You can't make me laugh.
Allergies.
If I laugh, I cough.
Same. Ugh. Or pee my pants.
Is this what it's like to be you?
You're welcome.
This is terrible. Anyway, I was telling a story.
Leftover food.
Eric and Colleen went on a search in their fridge for leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
And the company took all the leftovers.
What company? Oh, the company.
The people that went to the Thanksgiving.
Well, that's what you do.
But they
didn't. I don't want your
corn. No one saved them any.
Oh, really?
Like, there was no mashed potatoes, no stuffing, there was nothing left over except the turkey.
Whoops.
And Eric's like, how am I supposed to make a sandwich out of turkey? That's it.
That was good food.
No, it was good. I'll tell you the names of the culprits after this. I know who
it is. I already know who they are.
I know who it is. So I felt bad for them, but that was hilarious to me. You know what? I was telling my parents a story. This has nothing to do with the internet. I was in the middle of telling the story earlier. Okay, my dad is shading me and says we haven't talked about the internet yet.
We are on the internet. Yes, it's
talked
internet.
About the internet. I said people started Vlogmas and all of the YouTuber merch is on sale. So dad over there, and dad, listen, I don't need your sass. My dad is sitting over there sassafrassing me. What the butt, dude? What the butt? I had a story I wanted to tell.
Let's hear it.
I'm the internet. Let me be the internet.
That's what I just said.
I was at dinner before this and I was late to podcasting because Matt and I were about to leave for dinner. So we go to this place, this vegan place. It's very small parking lot, but we get there at 5 because we know it's going to be empty. No one's going to be there yet. So we got there at 5 and there was like the parking lot was like empty. So we went and we parked. We walked in, we eat, and we come back out. The parking lot is packed and people started tandem parking. So double parking, blocking people in. And they had blocked us in. At first thought was like, oh, a valet must have come. Because they've had valets there in the past. Yeah. So the valet must be here. So I'll like just wait around for the guy to show up. Because he might be like going to get a car, dropping off a car down the street or whatever. We sit around for a couple minutes. No one shows up. So we go inside and I ask the host. I was like, hey, is your valet here? And he's like, oh, we don't have a valet today. And I was like, okay, there are cars tandem parked out there and they're blocking us. And he was like, oh, let me see what I can do about that. So he slowly starts going table to table of the people that just got there asking if they had the white Toyota Corolla. And everyone was like, no. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. And I was like, this is your, what do you mean? And it's a small restaurant. I was about to just scream and be like, excuse me, sorry to interrupt your meal, but one of you is a butthead. But I was like, okay, keep your cool. It's only been like 5 minutes. So I go up to every single server and start making a fuss to every single server. Cause I was like, I need out of here. Yeah. This is ridiculous. And none of the servers, they're all like, we asked all our tables. It's none of us. And I go outside and like the manager comes and like stares at the car as if that's going to make it move. She looks at the car, puts her hands on her hips and goes, yeah.
The mom stance.
Yeah, like you're gonna scold this car into moving? So she's like, let me see what I can do. I was like, why do you keep saying that? Why can't one of you just make an announcement? Hey, you idiots who parked and blocked everyone, move your cars. So anyway, they finally found the table and it was these people who had already eaten. They got there right after us and for some reason didn't park in any of the other spaces and just parked behind us.
Rude.
When they could have parked on the street. I don't know. So then they were like, oh yeah, that's our car, huh? And they get up and I hold the door open for them. They're like, oh, is that your car we're blocking? I was like, yeah. They're like, oh, perfect timing. And no. I said, no, I've actually been looking for you for several minutes. And she's like, oh, well, I told the people in the front when I got here to let me know if I was blocking anyone. And I was like, yeah, you were blocking someone. Oh. And she like, and then she like kind of looked at me and I just glared at her because I was like, you don't do that.
Yeah, that's rude.
There is, yeah, the street parking, you might have to park down the block. Park down the block. The audacity. I would have never been like, oh, this parking lot's full. Let me just block some people in real quick.
We don't block.
And also, Matt made a point. If you're parking behind someone, like they got there first, yeah, and then you right. get there, no matter what, you're going to be blocking them because they're going to finish their meal before you do.
Yep.
There's no way that you would finish first. It wasn't like, oh, maybe, you know, like I understood if like they went to go grab their takeout, maybe. Yeah. Like I'm going to be here. Blaze off. I'm going to be here for like 2 seconds, you know, yeah. and like the order took longer. I understand that.
Yeah.
But girl, you can't eat a meal. Someone's
getting out of your car. Like, Tim, get out and go order some food.
Yeah.
There's no place to park.
Yes.
We'll just take it home.
Yes. I completely understand that. But for this, these two women to sit down and eat a full meal and then to look me in the eye and say, perfect timing? Bish. I'll tell you what. All right. Anyway.
So Rachel was not happy.
I was late to the podcast for it because of it.
No, we got here at the same time. Because I didn't know streets were so long in LA.
Yeah, my parents don't realize the streets in LA go on forever.
They're like, oh, it's on this street and that's okay.
No.
That's close. No, the streets here are like
20 miles long.
I thought we were in Arizona by the time we got there.
All right, let's talk about some actual internet news to please my father, who is apparently very judgmental today. So there's this thing going around TikTok. Do you know what TikTok is?
Yes, I do know
TikTok. Originally Musical.ly. Anyway, which I can't get into because I haven't logged into it since it was Musical.ly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to log into it.
Was it something before it was Musical.ly? It was something else.
No, it was Musical.ly and then TikTok. There was Lively that was a part of Musical.ly.
Oh, well.
Anyway. Musical.ly was its original form.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I haven't logged into TikTok. I've only logged into Musical.ly. And they wouldn't let me log into TikTok.
Ugh.
And it's not connected to my phone numbers or my emails. And I was like, how? And I was like, okay, maybe it's connected to my Facebook or my Instagram. It's not connected to any of them.
Wow.
I have a message into TikTok, like the actual company, because I was like, I need into my account, please. Yeah. Y'all are blowing up again. I need to see what's happening on this social media platform. Anyway, but what is happening on TikTok is there's this trend going around where you title a video something people would click on, like how to blank. And it's like something people are like, oh, how do you do that? Whatever. And then the video is actually clickbaited. So, and then it's the person's like, okay, I'm going to teach you how to do this. You do it like this. But what you should also do is go Google. And then it's like a way to tell them, how did I phrase it? I phrased it somehow. Oh, it's to bring awareness to something. Mm-hmm. So this one girl started it by titling a video, how to make your eyelashes longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so she starts it with, okay, so you take this eyelash curler and then you put it on your eyes and you do this for 3 seconds. And then you use the phone you're using right now to Google and learn about how China has concentration camps full of Muslims. And it's like starts going on this like 30 second rant, bringing awareness to the fact that China has concentration camps where they put Muslims and make them eat meat and drink, like eat pork and stuff, and like kill them if they don't, and are murdering Muslims, basically.
Wow.
So she posted this video. I knew nothing about this.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, oh, thank you for bringing awareness. And then like people followed suit, but TikTok banned her for it.
Really?
Yeah. And it wasn't like she was spreading lies or sharing a picture that she wasn't supposed to. She literally was bringing awareness to the Muslim concentration camps in China. And then TikTok had to, finally, they were like, they unbanned her, they unblocked her and apologized because they're like, oh, we shouldn't have done that. But like, what is with these companies?
So, okay. I didn't know
my
that was
mom just
happen.
Made Mickey Mouse tell
I didn't
us the time.
Mean to.
Mom.
Sorry.
We're going to have a cough attack soon. Anyway. So that I can't believe that TikTok did that.
That's
China. It's China. It's China. China is, I don't want to get banned, but I'm going to say it. Don't like them right now. they're not being very nice.
No.
Not at all. And people are so scared of them because they do like run so much of the world, and it's because they abuse their people, and then that way we get like free stuff, like cheap labor from them because they abuse all their people. And so that's how they run the world. Abuse. So anyway, on to other news. I'm going to do an honorary mention of the day.
Okay.
To Baby Yoda.
Oh,
Baby Yoda.
So cute.
The cutest. The internet loves Baby Yoda, and genuinely the best way that Star Wars could ever market their movie, or like, you know, do a commercial for it, just put a Baby Yoda out, and everyone's like, yeah, we're in love with this, we're gonna do this. People that never seen a Star Wars are into Baby Yoda.
Yep.
What do you mean, is it Yoda? My dad's saying, is it Yoda?
Is it a different Yoda baby? What are you asking?
My dad's saying, I don't care what it is. It looks like Baby Yoda. No. It's Baby Yoda. Blaze, could you just chill for like 3 seconds? And let me tell you about one of our sponsors for today. Are you ready, Blaze? Are you ready? Our first sponsor for today is Ritual, an essential vitamin for women. Sorry, Dad. Not about you. Sorry, Baby Yoda. This is a multivitamin reimagined. It helps fill the gaps most people's diets have. All right? We're having these gaps. Is there to fill it? The capsules are 2 a day at one time. So you take 2 capsules, 1 time a day. Pretty easy. They're easy to take. They're no nausea, so you can take them on an empty stomach. And they're minty fresh.
And they're perfect to look at.
And they are really cute to look at. They're clear with these tiny little balls inside. Love it. Ritual definitely has made me feel less tired throughout the day. When you take them, I feel good, which I'm going to need throughout the holiday season with that hustle and bustle, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Been taking them a long time. Haven't had any side effects or, you know, don't have anything negative to say. But they are vegan friendly, sugar free, non-GMO, gluten free, allergen free, and all their ingredients and sources are out there for the world to see. They fit my moral standards, Mom.
They do, Rachel.
They do. It's also super easy to start or snooze your subscription. It's delivered right to your door every month with no strings attached. So order today and take a step in the right direction for only $1 a day.
That's great.
It's great. But right now, it's less than. Because Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during their first 3 months if they visit ritual.com/allthingsinternet. That is ritual.com/allthingsinternet, name of the show, for 10% off.
For 3 months.
For 3 months.
Ritual.com. For 3 months.
3 months. So go get some health in your business today. That's, my mom didn't like how I ended that one. So Twitter announced that they're going to delete inactive accounts so that they can free up usernames for people. So like people that created an account 10 years ago and never used it.
Well, I use it. I just don't post much.
Well, if you go deactivate on it, the fact that you go on it makes it not inactive. People who have made it a thing and haven't, they don't even have the app anymore.
Yeah.
But they're, so they were announced that they're going to do this, and then they had to say, wait, we can't do it yet because we have to figure out how not to delete accounts of people who have passed away.
Aww.
So they want to save those accounts so people can go back to them if they want to. So they have to somehow figure out who has passed.
Yes.
Versus someone who just doesn't use their app anymore.
Right.
So I want to say woohoo to them for taking that step and like delaying the process. Hold on a second.
I think your dog might need to go out. Okay, just kidding then.
Anyway, so good job for Twitter for like taking a step back and like saying, hey, we're going to wait a second. And then power to them for figuring out how in the world to do that, because I'm not as smart like that. And then my last bit of news today, because not a lot happened.
Not a lot.
People, come on. Philip DeFranco didn't post for a week.
No, that's why I didn't have any of his things on my phone.
Yeah, he took like a vacation. What's that? Who's he? I've never known such a thing. I'm like, Christmas holiday? Great, more work. He's like, I'm going to take a vacation. I don't get that. Also, last bit of news, Pentatonix released their new Christmas album finally.
Yay!
Yeah, so we got some new Christmas music. I was waiting. No one,
I love their stuff.
I hadn't heard a new Christmas song in a year.
Yeah.
I needed some business. It's been a whole year. All right, before we move on to the game, I'm going to talk about our last sponsor for today, which is HelloFresh. Mom, wow. My mom is really excited. She loves HelloFresh.
I do.
HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. It's easy, seasonal recipes with pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door. All you have to do is cook and enjoy. My mom earlier,
they come with the cutest little tiny bottles, pre-measured.
My mom,
they're so, I wanted to keep the bottles. They're just so
you can
cute.
Keep the bottles. You don't have to give them back. That's yours.
One of the ones they just sent me was chicken and apricot.
Yeah.
With this apricot sauce and potatoes and green beans. It was so good. But the little teeny tiny jar of... Okay. I was just so excited about it.
You can be.
It was good,
be
too.
Be excited about it. It was delicious. Anyway, HelloFresh makes cooking delicious meals at home a reality regardless of your comfort level in the kitchen. So if you're terrible at cooking like I am, it's actually very easy. I can't mess up doing these.
No, very easy. And the ingredients are exactly as the name is. They are so fresh.
Yes, they are. I love
it. I'm impressed with it.
They have step-by-step recipes, pre-measured ingredients, as we said. So it's super easy. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to measure anything out because sometimes it says salt to taste. I'm like, no. Right. Give me the exact amount I'm supposed to put in. And so they give you the exact amount of everything you're supposed to put in. And it helps you break out of your dinner rut because they have over 20 seasonal chef curated recipes each week, and there's something for everyone. They have family recipes, calorie smart recipes, vegetarian. I personally get the vegetarian ones, and then I just substitute any dairy things they have in it for my dairy free stuff to make it vegan. It's simple to do, and they have a lot of 5-star recipes, and it, you know, can help you like figure out different meals you can make,
and it's stuff that you wouldn't normally try.
Yeah,
and then you're like, whoa, this is cool. Where's this been all my life?
It gets you out of your dinner ruts.
Good.
It's good. My dad likes it too. So if you would like to get this, which you should, for a limited time only, get 9 free meals with HelloFresh. You go to HelloFresh.com/allthingsinternet9, the number 9, or you can go to HelloFresh.com and enter allthingsinternet, the number 9, and the promo code at checkout to get 9 free meals.
And it's a great Christmas gift to give to somebody else.
It is, Mom. You can get this for someone else. Someone who's like terrible at cooking.
Yes.
Eats the same thing every day, but wants to expand their palate.
How many days a week you want.
Yes. It's very, very simple. So go to HelloFresh. That's HelloFresh.com/allthingsinternet and the number 9. Just 9. You don't have to spell out 9. Just 9. All things internet. 9 to get 9 free meals.
Do it.
Do it. You'll be as happy as my mother is.
Especially if you like the little tiny containers.
My mom loves the tiny little containers, y'all. All right, we are going to play a game. I believe we have played once before on this game. It is the 5-second rule game. I think we did this once before.
We did.
I don't know how to play, Mom, so you're going to have
to
remind me.
So I read to you, and you have to name 3 things before this thing
goes. It's a timer thingy. Okay.
And you would say, bam! Okay.
Okay.
So,
I have to name 3 things from this category.
Oh, this one's going to be hard. Should I give you an easy one to start with?
Just give me an easy one. Cheat always, Mom. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Name 3 things you might find in a bedroom.
A bed, a dresser, a rug.
Easy peasy.
Oh, my God.
Squeezy.
I am so good at this game. Okay. Are you kidding me?
You ready for the next one?
Yeah, she's going to give me a hard one because I'm so cocky.
Name 3 beaches.
Malibu, Huntington, Palm Beach.
Oh, she did it. I didn't think she could.
I am a beach girl. Are you kidding me? I live in LA. I grew up in Santa Barbara. I know where the beaches are, Mom.
Okay.
I don't know. I just know beach names.
3 types of apples. Go.
Granny, Honey Smith, Red. Delicious.
Oh, you won't get this one.
Honey Crisp. What?
Ready?
No, listen. No, she is flipping the timer and then slowly reading me the question. Read the question, then flip the timer. You cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater. What the butt?
Name 3 canceled TV shows.
Friends, Hello Raymond, Hello Tolly.
Hello Twally?
Hello Dolly.
Hello Dolly's not a TV show.
Everybody. I meant Everybody Loves Raymond, and then the hello got stuck in my head, so I said it wrong.
Okay.
Friends was right, though. Give me those. I'm doing it to you now.
Well, grab a stack.
Grab a stack? Okay,
Don't do the yellow side. I won't get them.
Oh, the yellow side? Okay.
No, don't do the yellow side.
I'm not doing the yellow side. This is the red side. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't know the yellow side.
Okay. Ready? I think you'll get this. Okay, I think you've watched this. Name 3 Seinfeld characters.
Elaine, George Costanza, and the guy with the frizzy hair. Kramer.
I love how she didn't say Seinfeld. Sherry Seinfeld. It's one of the characters. I'm going to say you don't get that because
you said you wasn't the guy with the frizzy hair.
That's not his name. You have to say
it's the guy with the frizzy hair. I acted like him. That counts.
No, it doesn't.
I win.
Hold on. I'm figuring out. Okay. Name three modes of transportation.
Bike, car, bus, taxi. I got it all.
Blaze is eating the toy.
Whoa. Because of the noise.
Blaze. I know. Don't eat that. That's not for you. That's not for you. I know grandma usually brings you treats, but that's not for you. Okay. Name three things found in a classroom.
Eraser, chalk, and books.
You did it.
I did the last one.
Do one for me. Do you want for me?
Okay, I'm going to do the hard side.
Okay. Oh, the hard side. Would you sit? This is not for you.
Name three felony crimes.
Murder, rape, grand larceny.
Okay.
That's a vulgar.
Okay.
Wait, one bead still going. Okay, go.
Okay. Name three other names for girlfriend.
Bae, boo. Something I'm not allowed to say that also starts with the B word. Boo. Like my boo.
You my boo.
Dad, you my boo thing. Oh, yeah. My nickname growing up was Boo.
Boo Bear.
Go.
You'll get this one really easy.
Okay.
Name three professional baseball players.
Oh, Puig, Turner, and Taylor. Blaze, stop attacking this. All right. Do one more for me, then I'll do it for you.
Oh, let me find another one.
Okay. Blaze, this is not for you. My dog, you can't even see him in the thing. He's going crazy over this thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Say, wait, no.
No? Okay.
Ways to say hello. Go.
Hola. Konnichiwa. Aloha.
Yes.
What do you mean yes?
Like aloha, that's goodbye. Oh, and hello.
Oh, got you good. All right. That was a good game. That was fun. No winners, no losers. Except Blaze. Except Blaze I lost. Won. You didn't win. The guy with the frizzy hair.
I did the Kramer thing.
Okay.
Then I know his name.
Becca wants to know what's on Gwen's tray today.
Oh, today we have my phone, my napkin with the national holidays, the game, my glasses, and iced tea from...
Mom, I'm going to ask you in two questions who the winner was, so you get your phone ready. Who is the winner of the...
I don't need my phone for
this. Oh, did you write it on your napkin?
I wrote it on my napkin.
Guys, we are professionals here, okay? So who is the winner,
picture perfect dinner winner is Yezina.
Yezina?
Yezina, Yezsenia.
Are you DMing these people and getting their info?
Yeah, okay. After I say this.
Oh, I didn't know what you were doing. This was your thing, so I was just keeping you honest,
so,
Mom. Okay, so they won the picture.
Yeah, perfect. So we are not going to do giveaways for December, but we'll start it back up again in January.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Because that's busy.
And also the post office is a little hectic at the moment.
The post office is a little nutso.
I get it.
Right now. They're working hard for us.
Sharon wants to know, do you or your dogs have an advent calendar this year? I have one because someone sent me one. My dogs don't have one, but my dog is...
Nor did your mother.
You don't have one?
No.
You, I think, did one for me.
We did them for you kids.
Yeah.
But you all shared one.
Yes. And there was like every fourth quarter, day was ours.
You got a quarter or a piece of candy.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah. That was fun. I like that. Brooke wants to know, are all your Christmas decorations up or are they still needing to be put up?
They're still in the shed.
Oh, goodness. My mom was busy. All excited about putting up Christmas decorations this year.
But the room, it's Pandora's box, I'm telling you.
I know. She decided to do one thing and it ended up being
a thousand things. Whole house, but it's taken longer than I thought.
What is on my shirt? I have a stain on my shirt. You guys don't care. Anyway. I still need to buy my real Christmas tree for a living room. Matt says we're doing that this week.
But you got your lights up.
I got my outside lights up almost all the way.
Almost.
I have one strand on my fence I need to do. I realized it needed more sunlight because I got solar things because I don't have outlets on the outside of my house. So the lights on my, that are on like the roof are plugged into the garage. But anything past that I don't have any plugs for. Yeah. So everything I do needs to be solar. So
that's
I got these solar lights that I'm putting on my fence. And I'm going to try and find some more solar things to line my pathway. But I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Christmas and environmentally friendly. Love that for me. Sydney wants to know, did you go Black Friday shopping?
No. Wait. We didn't mean to. Did we go somewhere Friday? Probably Home Depot. Or he did. I didn't. No, not for the purpose you're supposed to.
Yeah. I did paint, not either. We bought paint. I bought paint too.
Yeah.
Dang it, I got too excited about paint. On Saturday, we went to Sherwin Williams and Matt said, ask the guy if they've got a weekend sale. So I went up and I was like, do you have any Black Friday sales today? He goes, actually, yeah, all the paint's 30% off.
Nice.
Until the end of today. So because Black Friday deals are all weekend long. Yeah. They start Thursday, go to Monday, you know. Did you rip a hole in your pants, Mom?
I ripped a hole in my pants.
Oh, my God.
They're old pants. They're painting pants.
Don't worry. We have two sponsors today. I'll buy you a new pair of pants. Thank you, Rachel, and HelloFresh for my mom's new pants.
And for the yummy food.
And for the yummy food and vitamins. Anyway, what I was talking about? Oh, yeah. I went to Sherwin Williams and got 3 gallons of paint, 30% off.
Nice.
But that was the only... I didn't mean to Black Friday shop. And that's what it was. I actually didn't go anywhere but to brunch on Friday because I was like, I don't want to bear the traffic. I don't want to bear the human beings.
We did go out there. We went to Home Depot Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. By accident. You just don't realize it.
Yeah.
I know my aunt came out to LA and went Black Friday shopping in LA. She's from Santa Barbara. And like she rented a hotel room to Black Friday shop. I was like, did you really save money by renting a hotel room so that you could go to the better malls to get the better? Like, I feel like you could have just bought normal price things and not gotten a hotel. Yeah. But I think she had fun. And
that's
so,
what matters.
That's what matters the most. Luidia says, does every room in your house get decorated for Christmas?
No.
No. It's always the living room, some few things in the kitchen. I decorated my personal bathroom by accident for a video.
Mm-hmm.
But the bedroom, the master bedroom never gets decorated.
For a couple of years, I did duvet covers that were Christmas themed and stuff.
It's too much work.
Winter themed. And now I'm like, nah.
It's for the company.
And we come to you guys a lot now.
Yeah.
Instead of you guys coming to us.
Yeah. I feel like
I'll enjoy your decorations.
My thing is I don't have places to store the decorations. So, like, I would decorate the crap out of this house if I had a bunch of storage space.
Oh, it'd be great to have...
What?
I'll bring you stuff from our shed.
Oh, my dad will just bring us his stuff. That's great.
Let's just bring you the shed.
Yeah.
No, see, that would be fun to decorate for fall, spring,
yeah, but I don't
autumn,
know this, like,
fall.
Daniel autumn, and fall. Joey rent a pod, like one of those storage pods, for 10 months out of the year. Because it's just like chock filled with Christmas decorations.
Wow.
And they have it delivered to their house on November 1st. And then everything gets picked back up like January.
Wow.
Like, I
can't do that.
I can't do that. It's too much money for me.
Those things are expensive.
Yeah.
Is it cheaper just to buy all the decorations?
No. And my dad says, is it cheaper to buy new decorations for them? No, they buy a lot of decorations. And Daniel has good taste. So
yeah,
it's not like our 99-cent store garland that falls off every year. And like by year 10, it's just a wire.
Which we still put up.
Which
with
we still
all the
put
dust
up.
On it from the last 10 years.
So there's that. Adrian, maybe? Let's go with that one. What's on your Christmas list?
What is on your Christmas list,
Mom,
Rachel?
Mom, what's on your Christmas list?
What's on yours, Rachel?
I
want a bidet.
I was hoping you'd forget that because that's what I'm on my list to buy you is a bidet.
And a toilet.
And a new
toilet.
So my dad and I have to work together to get a bidet toilet.
We have this toilet that if you
really
don't throw the toilet paper right in the back where the most water is, it takes 3 flushes to get the toilet paper down. I don't want pee-pee toilet paper.
She talks about it all the time. She's so mad at this toilet. And I
who
have to say.
Who designed this toilet? Who designed this toilet? Probably a man. Sorry, men. But we
so
wipe
mad.
And you have pee-pee toilet paper stuck on the side. And it doesn't go down because the water doesn't go.
I have to say, the toilet does suck.
It is horrible.
It is also very short. That when I sit on it, I feel like I'm falling to the ground. Like I'm.
And what's with these toilet lids? There's thin plastic.
My mom has. I don't think that we can surprise you with the toilet.
I
think
hate
you
this
have
toilet.
To go to a toilet store and pick out your own because you are very.
Do they let you sit on them?
I don't know.
Oh.
Because I think they should let you sit on them.
They should.
I mean, pants
with
on.
Pants on.
But I do know what you're talking about with the flimsy toilet lid.
Because you, if you sit on them because you're talking to somebody doing their makeup, you're just like, whoa, all this is going to break.
All growing up, we had a girl's bathroom and a boy's bathroom.
Yeah.
And the girl's bathroom, one of us would be doing our hair and makeup. And like, we'd come and we'd sit on the bathtub or on the toilet. But we'd like close the lid and chit chat with the person doing their hair and makeup. We have a small house.
We have a very small house.
If you want to chit chat, there's someone in up on the toilet. So but the toilet was really strong.
Yeah.
And I'm used to that. I grew up sitting on a strong toilet lid.
Yeah.
And
no, they're flimsy little plastic
mine
things
in my
now.
Bathroom when I was decorating for Christmas in my bathroom, I put a toilet seat cover thing. It's a snowman cover thing on my toilet. And I went to sit on it and I thought I was gonna fall through to the water.
Yep.
I was like, what is this business?
They just don't make things like they used to.
Oh goodness gracious.
Okay.
All things that, so my mom's Christmas list. She
a toilet,
wants a toilet
and a bidet.
There are some expensive microphones. I have a dream list going.
How come I haven't seen this dream list?
I'm working on it. You know, I take time.
Gave me his Christmas list.
I put time and effort. My dad says I have the most entertaining Christmas
list. She
does. List.
I say that every year. Yep.
But I have some microphones. I need a new streaming camera. And then things for my dogs. I want some dog treats, some dog poop bags. But I'm specific on the brand of poop bags.
You very are.
Because I very am. Because these poop bags, let me tell you, I can go on a rant. Like you do with toilets, I'll go on a rant about dog poop bags, y'all.
I have to use 2 poop bags.
That's because you buy the wrong poop bags,
no,
Mom.
No, I don't care how thick these are. You have to have 2 and a rubber glove on to pick up dog
poop. My mom is very against dog poop.
Blah.
I don't know how you have so many animals.
Because I have a pooper scooper.
Oh, that's wrong. I have a bruise on my cheek and I don't know where I got
it. Everyone's so glad they tuned in to what's happening with.
We're a mess. Absolute mess. You know how I know we're a mess is because we're at 40 minutes and we only had about 15 minutes of talking points. And the rest is just us been going insane. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Things for poop bags, dog treats, dog toys, a lot of things for my dogs, makeup, it all has to be cruelty free. And then, you know, I'm going to put my normal stuff like the shampoo, conditioner, soap that I use, Bounty paper towels, tissues with lotion in them.
Yeah, you like those.
You can't use a tissue without lotion in it.
I got to use one without lotion.
Kleenex. Don't give me puffs.
No, no puffs.
Don't be disrespectful.
Unless they want to sponsor us,
then
puffs
oh my
all
God,
the way.
Puffs. A nose in need deserves puffs indeed if they want to sponsor us.
And if Kleenex wants to sponsor us.
Then they're the best. Oh, God. Christy wants to know, Gwen, what is your absolute dream job? I know what she's going to say, but Mom, go for it.
Something to do with babies.
Mm-hmm. My mommy loves
babies.
If you go to a party, my mom goes to a party and there's a baby there, my mom will end up putting that, like taking that baby to another room and like making it take a nap in her arms somehow, like a stranger baby. She's like, this is mine now. And even if it's like a first time parent, that's like, no one's allowed to touch my baby. My mom somehow swindles her way into adopting the baby. Happens every time. And then Scandia wants to know, how are you feeling, Rachel?
Yeah,
I feel fine. I just have this cough attack. And like in the mornings and nights, I have a cough attack and I blow my nose and spit out mucus balls for like an hour. But in the middle of the day, I'm fine. I'll blow my nose a couple times. I'm good.
Now, how long has this been going on? Any doctors listening?
Okay. So I got my first cold November 8th.
Didn't you get sick after I was sick?
Yeah, no.
And the kids
November,
got sick?
When is Corey's birthday?
November...
When's Bailey's birthday?
November 6th.
Okay, so and then her birthday on November 9th, I woke up.
Well, that's Corey's birthday, isn't that?
No, I don't remember.
Go ahead.
November 9th, I woke up with a sore throat.
Okay.
Then I had that thing going on and on for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started feeling better, but my voice went away.
Right.
And then like 5 days ago, I woke up with a cold. So, like, all of November, I've been sick.
It's like a sneaky thing.
I don't know what it is. My throat hates me. I'm probably going to go to urgent care because I can't function anymore.
Get it out of your system before Christmas.
I'm trying. I was hoping to have it all out of my system by Thanksgiving, but that didn't work out. Maybe by Flynn's birthday.
Maybe.
All right. Thank you again, Ritual and HelloFresh, for sponsoring us. All things internet, all things internet 9. Anything else, Mom?
That's it.
We talked about zero internet things.
We talked about important things.
We did. We covered important issues.
Shoddy toilet making.
You know, beanies, all the things. Played a fun all game. Blaze tried to eat the toy. It was a good one.
It's a good one.
All right.
All right.
I love you guys. And Mom, you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.